You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's, Madison, Monona, and Sun Prairie. Find them online at salvatoretomatopies.com.
Now, we're back with Kelsey Miles. And Kelsey, it's kind of interesting because that last song you played was called Horizon, and it was about finding the truth. And interestingly enough, you are running a program through the Oregon Public Library called Finding Your Truth in Music on September 16th. Tell us about Finding Your Truth in this day of fake everything.
Fake everything. I love that you just announced that because it is unfortunately very, very true. And so one of the things that I think we start to realize, especially when we had, I don't know about everyone else, but COVID, as much as there were so many bad things happening, it allowed me to pause. And I think it caused a lot of us to think about what we find to be our priorities in our life and start to put energy towards them. And so the key with that I'm finding with life is you just put energy towards things that feel good, that feel right, that feel authentic to you. And so one of the things that we all connect with is music helps us feel not so alone, makes us feel like we're connected with other people and other things and our emotions. And so when I had an article written from the Oregon Observer, and then the Oregon Public Library reached out to me and they said, we don't care what you do. Can you just do a program? And I was like, cool. So I am doing a program called Finding Your Truth in Music. The first part of the workshop, and it's free. So it's online and also in person. So you can sign up through the Oregon Public Library and RSVP. The first part, I'm going to help everyone listen to different styles of music. And we're just going to explore what it makes you feel, you know, and just connect that. It was a kind of a pathway using music and your emotions. And then the last half of the workshop will be a live version of my new show with Joanna Ducci called Lyrical Lessons for Life, where we take a song, we look at the lyrics, and we analyze and help you kind of walk through looking at it in your own life. It includes like a couple worksheets that I made, and we'll be working through my song Horizon, which you just heard.
Aha. Makes sense now. So I hear you're working on a sophomore album, Spill the Tea. When is it out and what is it called?
Everyone wants to know when it's going to be released. When can I buy it? And you know what the answer is? I don't know.
I keep hitting refresh on Apple, you know, on the social stuff, and I don't see anything.
I know. So the way that I'm doing this is I'm going to have this... I'm working on it, and I'm gonna actually play a song that will most likely be on the album. But I really want to let the music kind of decide where things go. So what I'm gonna first do is I'm gonna do a listening party for about 15 or 18 of the songs I'm looking at, and then with my Patreon group. So it'll be an exclusive event, October 17th. And then November and December, I'll be spending most of my time in the studio. I literally have no shows booked November and December, and it's really weird. It's weird to me.
You're going into hibernation.
Exactly. Hopefully I don't gain weight. That's usually what's associated with hibernation.
And now you have a brand new song for us tonight. It's called The Lighthouse. And a lighthouse is a warning. What is the danger lurking in the darkness of this song?
I love that that's where you took the title of the song. This is so appropriate for the Devil's Lair. I gotta say, you know, I tried to save your soul, and now I'm gonna show you that the lighthouse is actually an inner light that we all have that's fully supporting you and is always there and never judges you. Yeah.
Wow.
So, by the way, when I wrote the song, totally not what I thought the song was about. I finished the song and I realized it was really me writing, like my inner self was writing myself a song. It's the weirdest, it was the weirdest feeling. So I think I thought it was more of a warning too, like you did, you know, my ego was like, I don't know about this thing. But then afterwards I'm like, whoa.
Well, your inner voice and your inner voice warns you about all kinds of things.
Yeah. But really, you know, it's also a light that tells you when you're getting ready for shore, right?
Sure.
And the shore is a stable place, you know, that's not, you know, throwing you around like the sea does. And so when you're ready, that lighthouse is always shining to let you know where that steady, stable land is. Mm. It never stops. Doesn't matter how bad the storm is. And that's kind of the vibe of the song. Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it. The Lighthouse on Devil Radio 92.7.
Kelsey Miles and the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Wow. Kelsey, that was amazing. And you're playing on a brand new Nord electric piano you got. Tell us about that beast.
Oh, my goodness. I know. And I can't remember his name. Otherwise, I'd give him a big shout out. And he's a local musician. I know where he lives, but I won't tell everyone that.
He knows where you live.
He doesn't play a lot of piano anymore. He does a lot of synth. And so it was perfect because during COVID, I played piano every day. I've been working really hard on this. And it's a new, it gives me new sonic, just new sounds as I create new songs. And so, so I bought this so that way I can travel with it. I played it actually at my first festival in Illinois for Red, White, and Blue Days. That was July 4th, I think, or 3rd, down in Charleston, Illinois. And in good old Kelsey fashion, I had actually never played on this keyboard. And then I just brought it to a festival on a big stage. And I was like, well, hopefully it makes noise and hooks up and I cannot mess up this other song that I wrote. So, yeah. But I didn't. It was fun. It was great.
Well, I can attest that thing weighs about 300 pounds, man.
Well, you also dragged it up a flight of stairs. So,
yeah. Kelsey, you have a new weekly live show on your YouTube channel called Lessons for Life with Joan Aducci?
So Lyrical Lessons for Life. And Joanne Aducci is a friend of mine, and she's also a life coach, and she lives in Fitchburg. And I've known her for a few years now. And we just kind of connected one day. And we had a lot of overlapping things that were going on in our lives. And we decided to get together. So what we do is every week I pick a song and then we pick a topic that relates to your life. So like this week on Friday coming up is talking about, are you wasting time worrying?
Nice. And I like that topic.
And sometimes this past one was letting go of the outcome. And I did the Beatles song, Let It Be. Mm. And so we look at lyrics and we connect them. And the whole point is that then you have a song throughout the week or whenever that topic comes up for you that you can listen to and kind of reconnect with. Oh, yeah, I already kind of worked on this, but let me, remind myself of something that I'm trying to improve in my life.
Now, Rhodey, your cat, has been nominated for Rhodey of the Year, and she won in 2019. Is this for real?
This is so for real. Now, here, I don't know how much this story I want to tell you, but we are in the Devil's Lair. Can we get a little dark?
Sure.
Great. Good. I was going there anyway. So, one of the things with awards is it's so funny to me because when someone wins an award, it's not like they instantly became better, right? They work so hard and then you just, sometimes you get awards and they're fantastic. They help us book shows and all that stuff. And I felt like some people were getting a little too caught up on awards. Mm. And so when I did, I was like, oh, there's a Rhodey of the Year award. Well, I have this cat that I had heard named Rhodey, and she found me at a gig, whatever. We've been traveling. I thought, I'm going to nominate her. And then she won. And so now whenever anyone says they won an award, I get to say, so did my cat. So I'm a little devilish, yeah. Which is, I think, why you invited me to the Devil's Lair.
Hey, Donald Trump got to be president.
Right.
It's fun. And she, she's actually the worst roadie possible because cats don't carry anything.
Yeah, she can't carry your keyboard.
Don't they push things off like everything? Like your drinks like sitting over there, they push it off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You brought along vocalist Tyler Durden tonight. For those not familiar, tell us who Tyler Durden is.
So Tyler is a local musician, and he's also a fantastic rapper and lyricist. And so he reached out to me with a song that he had written, Get Back to Love. And he knows me. We were starting to work on some other things. I love writing hooks for songs. And so I wrote a hook for his song, and then we recorded a really cool video for NPR Tiny Desk Concert. Mm-hmm. And so he is up for several nominations. I think also New Artist of the Year. Is that right?
Yeah, that would be a nice one to win.
Right.
I mean, you just went through telling everybody how not meaningful it is, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, like his ego. It's so huge. It's, he's looking for awards.
Oh, did I? What did I just do? What does your Devil's Lair do to me?
Your cat wins an award, so.
No. Don't, just because I'm, can I cuss? Just like a light cussing?
No.
Whoa.
Shoot. I have to push a button.
Well, just
and then
because,
like maybe ass.
Just because I'm not very kind doesn't mean that, you can't appreciate the award. No, the thing is, I just never want anyone to get upset when they don't win something because it doesn't mean you aren't good. You know what I mean?
Do you know how many awards that I haven't won?
Right.
It's amazing.
I just don't ever want anyone to get upset or make them feel like they aren't, whatever. It doesn't define you as an artist is I guess what I just hope that people, that resonates with people.
Rocker, just remember, it's an honor just to be nominated.
Yeah. I've been nominated a lot.
Yes. Oh, it is. It's totally cool and it's fun. I think I'm up for Female Vocalist of the Year. Who knows? I just want my cat to win, really, just because now it's just fun,
No, wait, hold on, Rocker. Weren't you in for Rhodey of the Year one year?
Not Rhodey, no.
No.
I think somebody, what was it, like Fan of the Year? I think I won that two years ago or something like that.
I thought maybe Kelsey's cat beat you.
That was pretty fun. Hey, I was like Fan of the Year.
I felt so bad for the people that my cat beat because I was like, they could actually carry gear.
Yeah, are they terrible roadies or what?
Well, I mean, come on, it's a cat. You know what I mean? people were like, let's see if the cat's going to win. Now, I brought her to the Overture Center. The security people thought I was nuts because they checked my bag and I was like, I got a cat with a matching tutu. It's red and my dress is red and we were looking fly. I brought her up on stage when I won Blues Performer of the Year and I like raised her up like freaking Lion King, you know.
I think my cat would have been up my back and then gone, man.
Hey, where can we find Kelsey Miles online?
KelseyMiles.com. That's miles, not kilometers. and on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. And if you're interested in my second album, Listening Party, I've got my Patreon page. I know you guys have a Patreon page too. So
I call it Patreon.
That sounds fancy.
It's like the French version.
Vitenzies.
Patreon.com/KelseyMiles. But yeah, you can you can just Google me and find me on YouTube and stuff too. And I release weekly live streams and all that stuff.
Yeah. Now, I might be lying right now when I say we have time for one more song tonight. So you might have to come up with one more. But right now we're going to do a song that features Tyler on vocals called Get Back to Love. Tell us about this song before you play it.
Well, yeah, this was a Tiny Desk last minute toss together. They do a contest every year, NPR does. And I kind of did it last minute and I asked some of the other local musicians. Kelsey and I had never done anything previously together. One of the people I reached out to was Chris Franchek from Zeroed Hero. Mm-hmm. And he was very helpful. He was like, oh, I got this drummer. So he ends up getting Al Falashi. And unbeknownst to me, Al is not a drummer. He's a saxophone player.
That's right.
Who apparently, by the way, because I saw him live finally, he's awesome. An incredible singer too. And I'm like, bro, you didn't tell me you can sing like that. So I was kind of like, we could have used some of his vocals too.
Fat Function, Steely Dane. Right?
Yeah. So I'm still learning some of the stuff with the local artists. But we didn't really need his vocals because we had Kelsey and Jen. And it was like maybe 2 weeks we had to put this together. And my buddy Scott Fisher also joined us to play congas. And my buddy Cash, the pro from Wolves and Sheep, joined us virtually. Put this video together and submitted it. Ended up getting some nominations. But it was more like a lot of us, was that the first time many of us had performed since COVID started, I feel like?
Yeah, it was kind of like you sent it and you're like, let's get together and let's just record it. And then it was just a total flow with everyone, you know? Yeah.
And that was like 30 minutes. We kind of just slapped it together. And Kelsey was just great working the hook. You were still doing it like that day.
Well, yeah. So I finished it that day. And then, you know, he's like, yeah, you can just make something up. I said, look, if you got two vocalists singing and you want us to sound good, I got to write my part and a harmony part because you can't just, you know, quite wing it. So he's over there trying to get all the hookups in. And I'm like, Jen, here's your part. And then I like sang it to her and she learned it real fast. And then we just went for it.
It was shocking to me how quickly everybody got together and, you know, figured it out, especially, you know, people started asking me questions and I'm like, I don't know, just wing it, feel it, you know, because I didn't really have time to think about it. But everybody else just kind of linked up and it was just really cool. Well, came out great, too.
Well, hey, we're a little running out of time, so I'm going to say, Kelsey, Tyler, thanks so much for taking the time to come in and play for us on The Devil's Lair. We have this one last song and it's called Get Back to Love.
Thank you, Rocker. Thank you, Rob.
Tell me what you choose. You say it again, say it again. We wanna bring back love. Together we can become stronger. It's clear we've had enough. Ain't gonna ask for much. We need to hold on a little bit longer. So say it again, say it again, say it again, say it again. Let's get back to love.
It's been a year now, I'm thinking and never changing. Only thing certain in life is death is entertaining. So get your medication, vaccines, and demonstrations. We can't breathe and people crying out for ventilation. It ain't a riot, trying to find time for education. Stuck in our houses while teachers dying for restorations. The pain is faded and day to day you still pacing. That's why we chasing dreams they think they need a replacing. In case you knew, this contagion contains a case of clues. Who knew that they could choose to contain us if we can't shake it loose? Can't make a move in this game when every game you lose. We race into a place where they can say what we can say or do. We lose esteem, don't know what it mean to be a human being. Everyone hustling just cause you say it don't mean you mean it. I'm feeling defeated, each day we rinse and repeat it. Seem to be a lot of reasons people mean for no reason. Every second checking text, the message is text. Killing us, the murderous villains, the heads you ain't even heard of yet. So yeah, blame all your misery on fellas you never met. Then go shaming a victim for saying things that they never said. It is what it is, I guess it's killing my mood. It making me crazy, I think I got a case of the flu. They take your taxes while fascists are turning crack in your crew. It's so confusing, each contusion's either black or it's blue. I like to think that life matters, the fact is it ain't true. That's why I'm chilling with Max Inc. thing in the blues. I like to think that life matter, no matter the hue. That's why I'm glad we back performing, hope you glad we back. Yeah, Kelsey Miles, Jen Farley, Chris Franchak, thanks, Rocker, Rob Roberts.
Tired of the news. Let's have a conversation. Tell me what you choose. And say it again, not asking for what was. We wanna bring back love. Together we can become stronger.
Stronger.
It's clear we've had enough. Ain't gonna ask for much. We need to hold on a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I said, say it again, say it again. Say it again, say it again. Let's get back. Love, oh yeah, tired of the news. Hey, let's have a conversation. Tell me what you choose. Say it again, say it again.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us tonight, everybody. Max Inc., there's a lot of lights in here. It's pretty.
We're in the devil's lair, yeah, 92.7 FM.
Yeah, make sure you vote for this for Hip Hop Song of the Year. That would be great.
Yeah.
And then I can have as many awards as Kelsey's cat. Let's get it.
Perfect.
Let's get back to love.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Rocker, Kelsey, Tyler, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thank you so much for having us. This was so much fun.
That was a totally amazing performance. And, you know, we have a lot of good stuff coming up in the Devil's Lair. How much time do we have, Rob?
Oh, I think we have about a minute or so, Rocker.
A minute? Well, let me tell you about who's going to be coming in. We have, next week we have coming in is Bone Holler. They're going to be on 9-11, 9-18, September 18th, Leah Ina Marie Raku. She's going to be in here. Fermata, the 25th of September. They're playing some shows around town, including the Baroque. Look them up on maxincradio.com. The 16th of October, Sean Shell. And then the 23rd, this one's for you, Rob, the Mascot Theory.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Just before Halloween.
Oh, it's great to see the Mascot Theory out doing live stuff. Remember, all this live stuff, especially in the Devil's Lair here, is brought to you by Sal's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, and there's Sal's, Madison, Monona, Sun Prairie. Find them online, salvatorestomatopies.com. Rocker. Tonight, Max Inc. Heavy.
Yes, Max Inc. Heavy. We're going to have Peter Retz from Mind Ox and the Skin Tones. We're going to be talking to him on the phone. And Essential Last Crack at 11. I'm here with Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m. to midnight.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. And then we talked about all the other things going on in Devil's Lair, but any other great local shows you're looking forward to seeing?
Yes, my band, Iron Plow, we're going to be playing on October 7th at the Crucible.
Holy cow, that's my birthday.
Oh, really?
Well, are you doing it birthday. For my birthday?
Yes, and we're playing early because we're old and we don't play fast. We play slow and heavy, so we're playing at 8 p.m.
Excellent, excellent. You are listening to Backsync Radio on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.